Welcome, everybody. It's great to be back here on the air with you. I'm Marcy Newman. You're a Heart Shift coach. So welcome to Heart Shift Radio. And today we're going to talk about how much love there is still in the air. You know, it's been a very exciting month. Of course, Valentine's Day, which is one of my most absolute favorite holidays, came in with a bang here in Melbourne, and it ended with a very sultry performance at the Paris Cat Jazz Club. And then, of course, it culminated its full 24-hour stint with that fantastic interview with soulmate coaches Orna and Matthew Walters. And by the way, if you missed that interview, listen in. It's right here, of course, at heartshiftcoach.com. And they really shared so much about love and improving your romantic relationships. And of course, how your personal love imprint determines so much of what you experience. But that's not all. This love just keeps on loving. Forgive to live, making peace to live in peace. The book that culminated my forgiveness quote contest from last year has been published. Oh, and by the way, you can just click on heartshiftcoach.com/book11 to purchase that for yourself and your friends, your loved ones, your family. It's such a great offering. And the loving voices that filled that book are also filled with so much wisdom and guidance. And it's from people all around the world and people just like you, just sharing their thoughts about forgiveness and how it can really heal our hearts. And I'm so grateful for each and every one of them that shared those beautiful thoughts and words. I'm really thrilled, actually, beyond words, even. And also because, as promised, 20% of the profits of that book are going to a wonderful and worthy organization called Seeds of Peace. So you can click on that link. It's seedsofpeace.org. And it's really fantastic. But wait. There's more. I know that I've shared with you that I'm in Melbourne, Australia, and frankly, I just can't say enough about this incredible city. There is so much rich culture and diversity. I feel like I'm a kid in a candy store. Honestly, there is so much to do. There's no time to possibly fit it all in. But I promise I'm doing the very best that I can there. But anyway, what I really want to talk about today is all of the love that I'm offered every day here in so many ways. And it had me wondering, you know, how is love showing up in your life too? I know that there's, of course, been a lot going on. The news from the States makes its way over here. And I'm bringing this up because I know that sometimes we tend to overlook the love and perhaps even ignore it unless it's some monumental gesture. And we may focus too much on the issues that are causing us pain or irritation. So this, of course, is counterproductive. And it's actually self-sabotaging on an energetic level. The reason for that, of course, is that you are love. The essence of your being is the same energy of love itself. And again, the very fiber of all of creation in the universe. So I thought if I shared what I'm experiencing here, you might bring your focus back to what feeds your heart as well and start looking for the evidence of the love that's all around you. And I think particularly at this time when so many may be feeling separate from love, or maybe even doubting that love even exists. It's our responsibility to bring ourselves back. In fact, I say it's our obligation, because we're the ones who keep love alive. So, okay, back to this fabulous place. Last weekend was a citywide celebration called White Night. What is this? It is a full-on 12-hour party from dusk to dawn, and it's hosted by the city of Melbourne. And I mean party, major party. There were nearly a million people that showed up in the streets. And the streets, of course, had been all blocked off just for this occasion. There were no cars, no trams, no vehicles down the main street, as well as many of its tributaries. And what added to the festivities was that many of the buildings had these shifting holographic images that changed their facades from theme to theme. So you can imagine, it was so magical. And there were performances everywhere, some in very official stages, some on balconies of the buildings, some on the rooftops. Rock and roll, jazz, and even opera were found in many nooks and crannies, and all for the delight of the hundreds of thousands of people who attended. Wall-to-wall people, moving from one location to the other, trying to take it all in. So I was there for over 40 hours, taking in, feeling all of that love. And what I want to share with you is that I saw zero incidents that required police attention. I saw no pushing, shoving, or other discourteous types of behaviors. I witnessed no threats, no anger, no competition for the best views. I actually witnessed police talking to the people, laughing, pointing things out, some even having their photos taken with their arms around each other. Hundreds of thousands of smiling people, smiling police officers, 1 million people being kind and courteous to each other, and laughing as they were sometimes even getting squished, giving way, making way, and often inviting you to come forward so that you could get a better view, or to give you a helping hand to climb up on something, or just to make room for you. There was this one point where I was sitting on the steps of this very famous landmark. It's St. Paul's Cathedral, and it's right across from Federation Square. And I was listening to this incredible performance and watching with sometimes disbelief at the swarms of people moving in like slow motion through the street. And I was suddenly so aware that I was filled with this deep sense of peace and even belonging, like I had just received this grand, heartwarming hug from the universe. And right at that moment, I looked over to the other side of the block and at this beautiful train station. It's Flinders Street train station. For any of you who have visited Melbourne, you know just what I'm talking about. But just as I glanced over there, it was amazing. It was just in time to see the first holographic images spring to life on its facade. And there was a stream of one continuous message. What would happen if you smiled at the next person you see? I think a small audible gasp escaped from my lips as I realized in that moment just why I felt so loved. Love was still in the air. And I heard the roar of delight from those around me, clapping hands and smiles that turned to hugs and high fives. The love was everywhere. And evidently, there were many there that night that had already received the memo long before that hologram arose on that building facade. Smile and the whole world around us, it just came to life. So I'm sort of presenting you with that invitation. Smile and share the love in your hearts with those around you. You never know what's going to happen, do you? From that smile, there could be a hug. From that smile, there could be a high five. From that smile, there could be an invitation. From that smile, there could be a kiss. And just a little info, by the way, about how valuable that kiss can be. Do you know that it only takes 26 muscles to smile, but it takes 62 to frown? So it's so easy to smile. And when it comes to kissing, it only takes 34 facial muscles and a few more, perhaps, postural muscles. But each minute of kissing burns 5 to 20 calories. So if for no other reason, stay in shape, smile, and maybe that kiss is right around the corner. So Paris, I just want you to know that you have nothing on Melbourne. This is a true city of love. And they even spread its message on the buildings, lit up for the whole world to see. So now I ask you, what would happen if you smiled at the next person that you see? So until next time, this is your mission. And I hope that you'll take it seriously. To just start smiling and let yourself feel all of the love that's returned from that one small, tiny little gesture. I look forward to the next time when we meet right here, once again, HeartShift Radio. And I'm smiling and sending you kisses and hugs, even as I'm saying goodbye. Be sure to leave your comments, your questions, anything at all that you'd like to share. I'd love to see and to know what you have to say about what I've shared. Have a great day. Oh, and by the way, you can see some of those photos from White Knight on @HeartShiftCoach, right on Facebook. I'd love to share those with you.